This is Fintan Dunn, and you're very welcome. No corporate candy floss news, no political spin. Truth Radio by Internet. Here, the expression is still free.
Whole world's broke, ain't worth fixing. It's time to start all over, make a new beginning.
You're on the inside track from breakfornews.com. It's Monday the 23rd of August at 9 p.m. Eastern, and we are sponsored by neemwell.com, your personal source for potent Indian neem. And this is Fintan Dunn reporting, the most important report we've brought to you on the 9/11 issue since our groundbreaking articles published 7 and 14 days after the event. Now, almost 3 years after those terrible events, a special presentation which exposes the cover-up of the truth of 9/11. Tonight, we present audio evidence of that most central event in the 9/11 story, the impact of the second plane with the South Tower of the World Trade Center. After reviewing our evidence, you will have a completely different view of those events. Our story begins with that famous footage of the plane striking the Second World Trade Center tower. Footage viewed by millions around the world as TV networks endlessly replayed the spectacular explosion. And it was American news network CNN which had the most outstanding and dramatic footage of that plane plowing into the corner of the South Tower and creating a huge fireball. Here's what it sounded like on that day.
Plane from a different angle as it slammed into the...
That's the audio of the footage the world saw. And the horrified reaction of bystanders speaks for itself. They witnessed the impact of the plane and the giant fireball from over 1 mile away. That's why there was a disconnect between the screaming breaking out and the sound of the explosion arriving. With their own eyes, at the speed of light, they saw the plane impact the tower, they saw the giant fireball. But the sound of those events would take seconds to reach them. Listen to part of that clip again. When the screams begin is when those nearby witness the plane strike the building. Then that gap until the sound of the explosion arrives. Again, this is untouched audio from that CNN video played on television and distributed on the internet. Let's begin listening just a half second or so before the sound of the explosion arrives. Just as someone screams, "My God!" But as you can already hear, it's not one explosion, it's two explosions. A whip-crack explosion just before the word "my," and a thudding boom just before the word "God." So, two explosions and not one. It would be easier to hear this if it wasn't for the unfortunate placement of that scream of "My God." So let's make it a little easier for you. We'll take down the sound of the scream and raise the sound of the explosions. And one more time, the first is a real firecracker, the second is more of a dull boom. So what's the cause of two explosions being heard? The obvious and logical answer is that the second dull boom is the huge fuel explosion in midair. And the first sharp crack is the early stages of the explosion just as the plane impacts the tower. So first the cracking explosion of impact, then the echoing boom of the fuel-air explosion. And speaking of echoes, even at this normal speed, you may be able to hear that there are echoes within those blasts. These are caused by nearby buildings as some sounds arrive slightly after the sound which has come directly to the listener. Here they are again, the second dull boom and the first sharp crack. Put them together and you get... Yes, it's probably pretty hard to make it out, but to help you again, let's do one more thing. Let's slow down that audio until you can discern the components in those two explosions. That's about half normal speed on the audio, and you can already discern components within those blasts. And by using techniques such as slowing down and filtering, we've determined from a detailed analysis that there are at least 10 discernible explosions or echoes of explosions in that brief period of audio. Some are blasts and some are echoes of blasts, but we've determined that 4 of those belong to the second fuel air explosion, and the other 6 come from that first cracking blast. Of course, you might ask, and so did we, how come a plane impact, a single event, generates as many as 6 blasts or echoes of blasts? One possibility suggested by our analysis is that there are in fact 2 explosions at the time of the impact of the plane, and each of these has 2 echoes. Let's slow things down again so you can hear it clearly. We'd love to let you hear all 6, but unfortunately, once again, the placement of the screamed word "my" obscures those blasts and they're hard to pick out. But the first of those whip cracks is 1 blast and 2 echoes very close together. Let's hear that again. Remember, we're not talking at all now about the fuel blasts. This is the first of possibly 2 explosions at the time of the plane impact. But what exactly is causing that blast or blasts? One thing for sure, it's not the sound of the plane impacting the building. It's not the sound of glass, metal, and aluminium. It's far, far too explosive in nature for that. Here it is one more time at normal speed and then slowed down to a quarter speed. Now you can clearly discern 3 sounds there, a blast and a double echo. Now, our analysis shows the spacing of those blasts is much, much closer than the blasts and echoes from the fuel air explosion later. But if these blasts are inconsistent with a fuel air explosion and inconsistent with the impact of a plane, is there anything these high energy blasts are consistent with? There is. These blasts are fully consistent with 1 or 2 high-energy explosive charges, possibly inside the plane which struck the World Trade Center and which exploded while the plane was within the building. Once again, the high-energy explosion, then the boom of the fuel-air explosion. In Dave von Kleist's new video release, the movie In Plain Sight, and on the website letsroll911.org, video evidence is presented that the plane which struck the World Trade Center South Tower fired a pyrotechnic device or missile from a pod underneath the plane as it impacted. To that video evidence, we now add this audio evidence and ask the question, are the sound files you've heard tonight evidence which supports the claim that that plane was a pyrotechnic device designed to ignite the fuel using a missile system and primed to seed the huge explosion by means of an onboard bomb or bombs scheduled to detonate just after the plane had entered the building? And we have one final question about the CNN audio. Here's the question. That scream is very, very late. Everyone else has already reacted, and by now a murmur is running through the crowd. The scream is louder than all the background noises, and its placement is extremely unfortunate. Was that scream added somewhere between the CNN cameraman recording the scene and the broadcast on CNN television? Was it less an example of unfortunate timing than it was an example of careful planning, as an overdub concealed the evidence that could have given the game away on 9/11? For an answer, let's turn to the movie Get Shorty. Chili Palmer, played by John Travolta, is congratulating Renee Russo, whose acting abilities have landed her in many slime creature parts, but what's gotten her those parts is her astonishing scream.
You had a bad day, huh?
I spent all day crawling out of a grave. The director said I was incapable of reaching the emotional core of the character.
What? Well, obviously he didn't see you in Bride of the Mutant.
Oh, that was a good scene. I mean, for a horror movie.
Not for any movie.
I know it better than what I've been doing all these years, walking around in the fuck me punks in the tank top, waiting until it's time to scream.
Yeah, but what a scream.
Oh, yeah, it's the real gift.
This has been a Break for News presentation. You can get the full graphics and analysis of that CNN audio on our website, breakfornews.com. The URL is breakfornews.com/mygod.htm. And you can reproduce this audio, rebroadcast it, or host it on your website as long as you attribute it to breakfornews.com. I'll be back with our regular show, 9/11 interviews, and more 9/11 analysis during the week. And I'll be here tomorrow with another edition of The Inside Track. And I do hope you can take the time to join me then. For BreakForNews.com, this has been Fintan Dunn reporting.
He's dead.
How do you know he's dead? Did he tell you?
Yeah, he told me that he was dead.
Personally?
Yeah, Ray, he personally told me that he got killed in that getaway jet crash that happened a month ago.
Plane from a different angle as it slammed into the